Welcome to another Carlin and Laidlaw Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, a glittering coaching career is coming to an end soon. Roy Laird for Central Districts, after 17 seasons, retires at the end of the 2019 year.
It's sad, isn't it? Like, I mean, it's sad, but now's a great time, and I guess will happen with the club, that people can actually look back now and see the real impact that Roy's had in football generally, but Central Districts, I mean, he's got to be, surely he must be the greatest coach, considered the greatest Central Districts coach. I mean,
seven flags.
Just for, yeah, I'm going to say not just longevity, but like the results. I mean, seven premierships over in that period of time. And he, I mean, and the other thing is just, he's a Central's man, isn't he? Like, yep. His whole, everything he's done with football has been around Central Districts Football Club.
Well, he's been asked to come out and apply for AFL jobs, and various other clubs have chased him, but he's always stayed with Central. He's just bulldogged through and through. He played for the club. He's coached the reserves to a premiership in 2002, and he's just been a mainstay at the club. And every year, he doesn't sign a contract. It's a handshake agreement for 12 months. That's what he does every year.
And so in this day and age, that is just so refreshing, isn't it? And unexpected. That those things that still happen, and that just, I think, and I look, I don't know Roy very well. I have met him in the past, but I certainly don't know him that well. But he obviously is. That's the quality of him as a man and a person.
Look, I've got a lot of time for him. The way he goes about his business and his loyalty. I mean, supporters remain loyal to their clubs, and one of the things that probably irks a lot of supporters is people that leave your club and go to another club and things like that. So the fact that he has remained the coach at our club for so long, that would endear himself to every supporter at the club, I would suggest.
You'd have to think so. And now, I know you're the historian, so and I'm not. So let me ask you questions. Like, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head of other coaches in the history of SANFL who, and I can think, I'm thinking Jack Cale.
Yep.
Jack Odie, maybe. Like, who? There can't be too many who've coached for more than at one club for that period of time.
No, probably. You know, the four major coaches. When people talk about the history of coaching in South Australian football, John Cale, Jack Odie, Neil Curley, and Foss Williams are the four names that always come up. That now Roy has to be among them, and
has to be.
He'd probably be up there about. You know, even considered third now, third or fourth, and you know, for longevity, I mean, Jack Odie, he coached Stuart from 62 to 82, so for 21 consecutive seasons, and Roy's got 17. But you look at Jack Cale and Foss Williams, they coached at Port Adelaide, then left the club to coach elsewhere, then came back again. So they're up around about the 18 seasons, 17 seasons as well, but there's
one place.
No, and like Foss Williams went and coached at South Adelaide, and then he ended up at West Adelaide. And you look at even Jack Odie was coaching at Norwood successfully, and then West Adelaide before he went to Sturt. Neil Curley, of course, everyone talks about Neil, and he's coached at five clubs, but he's got four flags at three different clubs. And John Cale, he coached at Collingwood. And when he came back, he coached at Westies before he went back to Port. So, you know, and of course he was Port Power coach their first season. So, and Jack Cale also coached South Adelaide for a short period of time. And he had 1 year again at Port about 2005 when Tim Ginever came under his wing before he sort of took over. So, you know, there's been a lot of that checkered type of career in the sense of staying at one club, whereas Roy's just been there from go to woe.
And that's the thing, is that everyone, I mean, I guess maybe it's just our generation that looks back and thinks that loyalty is such an important part of belonging to a team and a club, and that's much rarer these days, isn't it? So it is so nice to see, and that's part of the sadness, I think, that because you'd have to think, Could you see something like this happening now? Like, I mean, if we think from this year, like next year onwards, if we're sitting back there in 20 years' time now, would we be talking about coaches who are going to be coaching at clubs, SANFL clubs or top-level football for that period of time?
Well, just to put this in perspective, at Central District, he's coached 17 seasons. The next best is Darryl Hicks, 6 seasons. And if we look at 17 seasons, in Central District's first 17 seasons from 1964, there were 5 coaches. And in the 17 seasons before Roy took over, there were 6 coaches. So that helps put it in perspective a little bit better. And then in his time of coaching, from 2003 to the current time, the other 9 clubs over the last 5 years with Adelaide coming in, but basically it's been 8 other clubs. Have a guess how many coaches he's coached against in the 17 season. Have a guess. Just pull out a number. You say 10, 9 clubs, you know. Okay.
I'm going to say, so, wow, 17, that is a long period of time, isn't it?
49 coaches. 49
different coaches.
And the next best after Roy is Michael Godden, who had the Eagles for 9 seasons. Yes. So that just puts it a little bit in perspective. And also earlier this year at the SNFL AGM, they had a new category for life membership. There used to be player life membership. Now it's player coaching. And both Michael Godden and Roy Laird got membership. So that sort of shows the fact is that Michael Godden got in for 9 seasons coach and Roy's almost double. So an overdue honour, obviously, for Roy.
Oh, it is, and well-deserved. And I'm glad that SNFL have seen to make that something happen, which is very worthwhile. I got to think, and this is the hard thing, is that someone's been in the helm for 17 years. How do you replace someone like that? I mean, it must be a really tough job now for Centrals to go through that process of finding someone new, but also, geez, it's got to be a big step up for whoever takes over that role. Have you got opinions on who might be running?
Yeah, look, I've got a few names to throw you, but I mean, it could be someone out of left field. It could be someone from another club. It could be a whole range of people. But I look at a few things that are happening at the club, and I know that the marketing position has come up again. And Marco Bello, who's been successful at Box Hill under Hawthorn, 5-time premiership player with Centrals. He used to be the marketing manager at Centrals back in the day. Perhaps some type of deal might be on the cards to come back as marketing manager and coach the club. That's one possibility. In a similar vein, Brett Gehrer, who played for Port Power and Central Districts at the time, played in a couple of flags with us. He went to Hawthorn very successfully as a player. He just finished his stint at Fremantle Dockers as an assistant coach, so he may become available. He's obviously a contender. Paul Thomas, who's with the Crows in an assistant role, he's one of the favourite sons at the club. He could be in contention. And even Johnny Platton, perhaps the best player to ever come out of Central District. He's been on the assistant coaching panel there for a number of years, so he could be in the running. So there's 4 names just out of left field for you.
It's a pretty awesome team if you've got John Platton and Roy Laird together.
Yeah.
I mean, as you said, the great, probably, well, you'd have to say the greatest Centrals coach and the greatest Centrals player.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, anyhow. Yeah.
I would back your opinion.
I think most people would, but there'd be some dissenters, of course.
Of course. And that's part of the fun, isn't it? Thinking.
I'll just give you some stats on Roy to put everything a little bit in perspective. I mentioned that he's coached against 49 other league coaches. He's had 233 wins and 121 losses and 2 draws in that 17 seasons. He's 22 wins and 8 losses overall in finals, which includes 7 wins from 9 grand finals, which is absolutely...
That's a pretty good strike, right?
It's incredible. And in that 17 seasons, how many players do you think have played under Roy? Just as a guess.
Well... There was a strong group for a long time, obviously when they're having that really good run. So, but then there's certainly been a bit of a shift over the last period. I have to think over 100?
Yep, 183.
Okay, I wouldn't have gone that high, 183.
Yep. And in the 7 premierships, have a guess how many have actually been premiership players under Roy Laird.
Okay, so 183 over 17... And then you've got those sort of 8-9 years of great finals footy.
Where you kind of had a lot of players playing multiple premierships.
sign, I think, I'm going to say between around 40, I think around 40 players.
Yeah, so that's closer to Mark, 51.
Yeah, well, that, yeah.
Yeah, and a few of those guys, he had the residual from the first two premierships. He had, you know, half the team that he took over in 2003 was made up of experienced premiership players. So that period, that first three seasons where he won the flags, was one era under Roy Laird. Then there was a rebuilding year in 2006. They made the grand final, but they just weren't as good. And they rebuilt under Roy Laird, and then they won another four in a row and lost by 3 points in 2011. And then again, there was another rebuild. And then there was another period, 2015, 16, 17, where there was finals and there was a bit of a push, not quite in the grand final. So he's reinvented himself with different players numerous times. So to me, that's a mark of a fantastic coach.
Oh, definitely. It'd be interesting, really, to chat with him about the changes of the club and also players over that period of time, because, again, that's like you see coaches now, like AFL level at least, are under pressure all the time, aren't they?
Yep.
And I'm sure there's been a big shift in the type of player and the type of person and how they have to go about dealing with people to get the best out of them.
Well, as a player, he was honest and tough. He no thrills. He played like a halfback flank type role, and he just got the job done. And he took a lot of that in to his coaching, but he also complemented it with his intelligence, his tactics, and the way he got on well with the players. He was a player's supporter. Like he played the game, so he knew what they're going through. But the way he handled men and different personalities is a great tick of yes, he's done a good job.
He obviously can do that very well, and relationships in any area are so important. And he just to last for 17 years and to have that much success, he obviously does do that very well. So there's not many games left of the season.
No.
So it's coming to an end.
Yep.
So what's the deal with the last game?
Well, unfortunately, with the with the AFL teams, Port and Adelaide, they don't have reserve teams. So obviously, it's potluck whether your reserves are playing before you're legal, not when you're playing those two clubs. And unfortunately, when we're playing Port Adelaide in the last minor round game at home, our reserves are playing as far away as possible as South Adelaide. So that's a pity. It's a pity we couldn't have our reserves playing just to honour Roy.
Why don't they change that?
Well,
they might not have been, obviously they wouldn't have been aware of that at the time they did the draw, but now they would. Surely that's something they could change.
Yeah, well,
maybe you should get onto that.
I have some pressure on. I've spoken to a couple of people, but
is it not working?
Well, that's a completely different argument, and I don't think it's probably something that Central want, but it's not always what you want. It's what the league wants, and they don't want to mess around with the program, do they?
In some cases, they should, and it's the last games against great rivals, Port Adelaide.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll let you get past with that. But as a player, Roy played from 1989 to 97. He played 87 league games and just as many reserve games. And as a halfback flanker, he kicked 5 goals.
Well, any goal for a halfback flanker has got to be good, isn't it?
Well, I would suggest that he cherishes those 5 goals better than others do when they kick hundreds of goals.
Well, that's a good thing about only kicking 5 goals. You're probably going to remember each one of them. If you kick 500, it's going to be hard to remember them.
Well, I suppose let's challenge Daniel Shell to remember every one of his goals. He got hundreds of them. But, it's going to be sad. It's going to be different going to a game without Roy Laird there. And quite frankly, I wrote an article about Roy for the Football Budget, and the people I interviewed Michael Godden about what it was like to coach against someone like Roy. I spoke to Paul Thomas, who was his captain. I spoke to the twins, Chris and James Gowans. I spoke with Tom Zeig, who was president of the club. And I spoke with Warren Partland, who's on the media side of things. And the amount of respect all these people hold him in, it's just unbelievable. Everyone you speak to speaks so highly of him. I think that's a credit to the man.
Definitely, and it will be a sad day for Central. Do you know what he's going to be? Is he going to be walking away from footy completely? Do you know if he's going to have any role? I can't imagine that for all the, he'll be able to just walk away from the club and not have some involvement?
Well, Roy Laird has earned the respect of everyone, and I think for his own sake, he needs to have a season off where he just takes a break. But I, because of his impact in the community as a whole, I think he would be a very good servant for the club as a president of the club or some similar type role where his impact in the community could be the cement that holds the club together in the future.
Well, he is the face. I mean, people would recognise him instantly, probably people from our area, and certainly connect him to Central Districts very strongly. So it's going to be a sad day, but I think people just have to look back and appreciate and remember all of the great things that Roy's done for Central Districts and the Northern area.
So true. And after the season's concluded, I hope to be able to get Roy on this show and we can have a chat with Roy.
Fabulous.
Well, so ends another Carlin Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.